Time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. We may sound a little different these days, as we want to keep people safe during the pandemic. We are using web conferencing.
Your host today is Linda Regan.
Good morning, and welcome to my first video conferencing recorded Making Democracy Work interview. The League is just thrilled to return to Making Democracy Work in time to share a lot of voter and voting information. My guest today is Lisa Langley, longtime League of Women Voters member and chair of the Candidate Forum Coalition. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Lisa, I understand that over the past year, a coalition of community organizations has been working to educate voters through a series of what's being called candidate forums. Let's start this discussion by you telling us these community organizations.
We have 9, actually, community organizations: Be Civil, Be Heard, Drury University's L.E. Metter Center for Politics and Citizenship, Junior League of Springfield, KSMU Radio, Leadership Springfield, of course, the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri, Missouri State University's Public Affairs Office, NAACP of Springfield, Ozarks Technical Community College's Political Science Department, and the Springfield Green County Library System.
So how did this coalition come together to focus on candidate forums?
We are interested in collaboration, and I personally love community collaboration. About a year ago, we identified these organizations, and what we all have in common is that we care about voter education, we care about community engagement and community outreach. And so it was just, these organizations were just a great fit with the League to help educate voters in this upcoming election season. We also felt that it would help the candidates, because all of us like to do candidate forums, so we could all collaborate, and they would just have to do one form, and all of us could be represented in that process. So that was kind of how this all got started.
You also answered my next question a little bit, but tell me overall then, what did these organizations hope to accomplish as a coalition?
Well, in our first meeting about a year ago, we came up with our common goal, and that's to excite, engage, and educate our communities. And that's our individual communities, and that's the community as a whole. And we all wanted to give voters the information and knowledge that would give them confidence when they go into the polls, go to the polls to vote. And also, other things we collaborated on, all these organizations will be helping the League distribute the guide. It's just a lot of overlapping things that they can help. We can all help each other with.
So obviously our listeners are going to want to know what this forum schedule is and then how everyone can participate.
We had a couple in the primary season. I want to mention those real quickly. Leadership Springfield did 2 Republican primaries for the 130th and 131st districts. And then OTC did the Medicaid expansion forum. But coming up for the general, we have the District 132nd. That's Tuesday, October 6th at 5:30. That's incumbent Democrat Crystal Quaid and Republican Sarah Simple. And that's hosted by NAACP of Springfield and MSU's Office of Public Affairs. On Thursday, October 8th at 5 p.m., we have the 134th District. That's Republican candidate Alex Riley and Democratic candidate Derek Nolan. That is hosted by the League. Also on Thursday, October 8th at 7 p.m., we have the 135th District. We have Republican incumbent Steve Helms and Democratic candidate Betsy Fogel. That's hosted by Junior League of Springfield. All of these will be listed on the League's website, on KSMU's website, on the library's website, and then all participating organizations will also have virtual links on their website.
How have the candidates responded to the coalition's invitation to participate to this wonderful session?
We started reaching out immediately after the primary when we knew who all the candidates would be. And unfortunately, we did have 3 who declined our invitation. The unfortunate thing is we can't have forums with just one candidate. The League says we can't do that because then it looks like we're endorsing a candidate. And, you know, this kind of seems to be a trend, not only locally, but across the state and the nation. And it's just so unfortunate for the voters and those running against these candidates, because really this is such a great way to get firsthand information from candidates and be able to ask questions and interact. And so when candidates don't accept, it really, I think, kind of undermines the election process. So we were really disappointed that we did have some that did decline.
Well, Lisa, I feel like you could share a lot more information with us, but I'm afraid we're out of time. My guest today has been Lisa Langley, member of League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri, and the current chair of the Candidates Forum Coalition. This has been a program of the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. You can find this program and others in the Making Democracy Work series at ksmu.org.